USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he wants to clear up a controversial statement he made during his joint news conference with Russia's President Vladimir Putin, saying at the White House yesterday he misspoke in Helsinki on Monday when he said he had no reason to believe that Russia would be involved in meddling in the 2016 election. The president saying yesterday he meant to say there is no reason why it wouldn't have been Russia. Meanwhile, in an interview that aired last night, President Trump said that President Obama did nothing to prevent or respond to that Russian election meddling.
And he was president, and they informed him of it, and he did nothing. And then after I won, see, he thought Hillary was going to win. After I won, he said, oh, this is a big deal. Well, it wasn't a big deal as long as she won.
Trump speaking there on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Four states are suing the federal government because of federal tax policy. New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo saying the problem is the capping of property tax deductions at $10,000, which in the case of his state will cost taxpayers over $18 billion a year.
This is not what our founding fathers intended. It is un-American.
The governor calling it hyper-partisan, aimed at Democratic states, saying capping state and local tax deductions is unconstitutional. New Jersey, Connecticut, and Maryland are also in on that lawsuit. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says that tax provision was intended to get certain states to change their taxation and spending policies to benefit taxpayers. The Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism claiming in a new report that hate crimes are up in the nation's 10 largest cities for the fourth year in a row. And this is USA Radio News.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special? It's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
Twitter continues to purge suspicious accounts, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The suspension of those 58 million Twitter accounts highlights the company's newly aggressive stance against malicious or suspicious accounts in the wake of the Russia disinformation efforts during the presidential campaign. The number of suspended accounts originated with Twitter's Firehose, a data stream it makes available to academics, companies, and others willing to pay for it. Last week, Twitter confirmed it had suspended 70 million accounts in May and June.
Republican Representative Martha Roby is the winner of a runoff election in Alabama, the one-time critic of President Trump easily defeating former Democratic congressman-turned-Trump supporter Bobby Bright. In 2016, Roby said then-Republican nominee Trump should, quote, step aside after the Access Hollywood tape in which Trump was heard making comments about touching women. Since the 2016 election, Roby's been a staunch supporter of Trump policies. The president did endorse her last month. And despite a rough start with a computer glitch, Amazon says it saw a bigger than ever Prime Day sales total after it fixed that glitch. That's the claim to CNBC in a statement from a spokesman. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.